continue to read Gospel of Mark chapter 1. This is kind of the end of this chapter, and it ends with this healing by Jesus of this man who had leprosy. We know from the first reading some things about leprosy. First, that it was an incurable disease. So in the time of Jesus, there was no solution, no medicine. So once you contracted leprosy, that will be with you for the rest of your life. Two, it meant that you will be separated from the community. That was the only way they could kind of control the spreading of the sickness. So people who were declared lepers, they will have to remain outside the city. And as you heard in the first reading, they will need to say unclean, unclean. Somehow they will need to prevent people from coming to them. So it was a very marginalizing sickness. And finally, leprosy was not only a physical sickness or a social sickness, it was also a religious element. There was some connotation of punishment from God, and that's why the word unclean refers to somehow the incapacity to enter the temple. Cleanliness or uncleanliness in the Bible is connected with the capacity to be in the presence of God. That's why the psalm says those with clean hands will have access to your presence. It's not referring to sanitize before coming to Mass. Like, it's meaning that cleanness or uncleanness is also a religious term. So these three things you should keep in mind of, these three elements in the condition of the leper. He had a disease that he had no hope to change. He was marginalized from the community, and he had no chance of entering the temple. If you could summarize it in one word, it would be the word isolation. This leper was completely isolated. He had to remain unseen and invisible and separated from others. We know from the end of the story that he broke this sense of isolation, because he begins to spread to everyone what Jesus did for him. So what are the factors that broke this cycle of isolation? Basically, two things. One, the move of the leper. He made a bold move, a courageous and humble move of going to Jesus. We don't know exactly what moved him to go to Jesus, because this was unexpected and completely against the rules of being a leper. Maybe it was what he heard of this man and his miracles. Maybe it was the semblance of the Lord. The leper saw this goodness and kindness, and he felt inspired to go to him. That's how the gospel begins. The leper came to Jesus. He came to Jesus, kneeling down. So it's a desperate condition, kneeling down. It's a moment of humility. Begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean. If you wish, Jesus, you can make me clean." He was desperate. Imagine that moment of not knowing what Jesus is going to say. The leper kneeling, Jesus standing, this man humbling himself. So this is the first thing that broke the cycle of isolation. The humility and the capacity of this leper to ask for help. The capacity of the leper to show to Jesus his sickness. The second element is Jesus, what he did. This man is kneeling, and the gospel says that Jesus is moved with pity. And our translation is compassion. This, if you are a Bible nerd, you know that the Greek word means like this movement of the stomach, this movement of the inside. Jesus saw the suffering of this man. Jesus saw all the times people rejected him. Jesus saw his way of thinking, his future. And he was moved by the marginalization, the isolation, this loneliness of this leper. Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and he touched him. Again, what no one will do, Jesus did. And instead of leprosy coming to him, the sanity of Jesus flows into the leper and he's healed immediately. So that's the second factor. Someone who sees the leper, someone who welcomes the leper, someone who touches the leper, someone who loves the leper. Those two things broke the cycle. So when you leave this church today, most likely you won't find any leper crying out, unclean, unclean. You won't find any literal leper like the one of the gospel, that they were more common in time of Jesus. But what about spiritual leprosy? Mother Teresa said once, the greatest disease in the West is not leprosy. It's being unwanted, unloved. The greatest disease in the West is not leprosy. It's being unwanted, unloved. Here, we have spiritual lepers. In your family, you have spiritual lepers. In your workplace, you have spiritual lepers. People who feel unseen, people who feel invisible, people who feel unwanted, unloved, unheard, misunderstood, people who feel isolated. Maybe they don't cry out, unclean, unclean, but they cry out, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not social enough. I'm not funny enough. I'm not wealthy enough. I don't fit in. No one understands me. I'm addicted to these things. How could someone love me? I did this in my past. How can I be worthy of love? If I share this secret with anyone, no one will ever like me again. My mental condition, no one is like me. So all this inner cry out of the spiritual leper leads you to think, I'm alone. I need to isolate. No one will ever understand me. I shouldn't be a burden. I do not belong. Let me share a heartbreaking story of a man named John Kevin Hines. I came across this story and then I double-checked that it was a true story, so you can find it on YouTube. So after you watch the highlights of the Super Bowl, you can watch this testimony. This man was born in San Francisco to a drug-addicted parents. Then he was adopted by a loving family, but he still lived in a sense of isolation and loneliness. He also suffered mental leprosy. He was bipolar psychosis. When he was 19, on September 24th of the year 2000, he made the decision to end his life and to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. He took a bus in a crowded bus. He was sobbing and he was focused on that idea, but he was still hoping someone will notice him. The bus arrived at the Golden Gate Bridge parking lot, and as he slowly made his way off, the bus driver told him, hey kid, you want to hurry up? I have a route to finish. He walked 30 minutes to a particular place on the bridge. Before getting to that place, someone asked him to take a picture. And he just did it, but they didn't notice his loneliness, his sense of desperation. So he stood there on the bridge crying. He said, the odd part of it all was that bikers, joggers, tourists passed by me. Even patrol officers who were searching for suicidal people went by me twice. He said to himself, no one cares. Then he jumped. The second his hand left the rail, he had this instantaneous sense of regret. I made the greatest mistake in my life. And he remembered one thing he did when he was a kid. He learned how to pray. So he prayed, "Lord, I don't want to die. I don't want to die." He fell down 70 feet down and started to swim back up, praying, "I don't want to die. I want people to know what it means to regret." Fortunately, someone who was driving through the bridge saw him jump. This woman called immediately one of her friends who was in the Coast Guard. So they got close to him in the window of 3 minutes before hypothermia set in or he would drown. Then they took him to the hospital and they did a back surgery for 10 hours. He survived. 99.9% of the people that jump off the Golden Gate Bridge never speak up again. By the grace of God, by God's miraculous intervention, and this woman who saw him, John Hine survived. He's now a man of faith, he's Catholic, and he shared his testimony. As I said, you can find it in multiple sections of the web. It was a tough breaking of a cycle of isolation. He was a spiritual leper. He never opened up to anyone. No one ever touched his leprosy. Like him, many are around us. But what he did could be avoided. What can we do? Somehow we are all spiritual lepers. These areas in us that need to be healed, need to be seen. So one concrete step is to grow in the capacity to open up, in the capacity to share with people you love that are close to you when you need help. Can I share with you, I'm struggling in this. Can you pray for me? I need help in this area. Can we go for a coffee? I just want to share with you something is going on in my life. You don't need to keep everything for yourself. You don't need to just push through. You don't need to think that you are a burden to others or others are too busy to listen to you or no one will understand you. You need to open up. You need to be humble and bold like the leper was. Second, like Jesus, you need to receive others. You need to be attentive. You need to pay attention to those maybe who will not ask for help, but are inside longing for that help and that attention. People that you need to touch with your own love and care so they can also experience the healing love of Christ. So when these two things happen, when someone opens up, and the other one receives communion, connection, real encounter happens. And that's when you experience the presence of God. That's when you experience true and authentic communion. And that's very healing. And that destroys isolation. So today, when you come to communion, kneel before Jesus like the leper. And ask him to flow into you so he heals your inner leprosy and sends you out to heal other lepers.